I love it. It's the most incredible beat in the world. Anytime you just hear this beat, it just makes you want to move. I can't imagine me having a life without Go-Go. I just always loved it.
Donnell Floyd is on stage with his band, Team Familia. The venue, a sports bar on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., is not sold out. But the few hundred people who came are dancing, swaying, heaving up and down as one body to the beat of Go-Go, the U.S. Capitol's very own music style.
Every city gets their chance at stardom. New York had hip-hop, and Atlanta has the Dirty South, and it gives us a chance. Go-Go music means to me that we have an opportunity to have our own identity as Washingtonians.
Donnell was born and raised here in D.C. He's a true Go-Go legend who's been in the game for more than 30 years. During his career, he also played the saxophone alongside a name even bigger than his.
You know who Chuck Brown is?
Chuck Brown.
Chuck Brown.
The Godfather Soul, Chuck Brown.
Give me the band now.
Chuck Brown was the godfather of Go-Go. He passed away 5 years ago, and then it looked like Go-Go could die with him. The number of bands and shows had dwindled. Many traditional Go-Go venues in central D.C. had closed down.
For the last 20 years or so, D.C. has been undergoing extreme gentrification. It's been rapid, it's been aggressive. The black presence is being erased in the city. And, like, I think it's very important that that does not happen to Go-Go.
That's Natalie Hopkinson, who wrote a book on Go-Go. She says it's under siege. African Americans proudly started calling D.C. the Chocolate City in the 70s because it was the first majority black city in the U.S. But by 2011, the share of black Washingtonians had fallen to below 50%.
Go-Go, to me, just represents that sort of perseverance and that, look, we're here. And not only are we here, we're celebrating. We're having a good time. We're gonna, we're gonna create music. We're gonna fellowship with each other. You know, it's very exuberant.
For now, the conga beats are still rolling in D.C.
Go-Go has its peaks and its valleys, and right now we're going through obviously a valley. But I push for Go-Go because it's just, I want the world to hear what an incredible thing that D.C. has been living with for the last 35 years.
And soon, Donnell will finally get the chance to do so. He and Team Familia will take Go-Go out of D.C. to Africa.
We were invited to play for the king of FA Nigeria, and we're extremely excited. We've never done anything like that. I don't think we've ever been out of the country. It's just a wonderful opportunity.
So whatever people say, D.C.'s Go-Go artists might have been a little bit down, but they are definitely not out. After all, Go-Go is called Go-Go because of its beat. That Go goes on and on and on and...